Okay, gentlemen, we are in the middle of Hilchos Hotzah. We have been addressing the last few evenings this crucial question. Today we're going to be speaking into halachically extremely relevant application of that. So again, just to recap and have absolute clarity, we've learned so far that on Yom Tov, really, the melachos are also. There's an exception for that, and that's the melachos of Shaltzorich Echel Nefesh, for physical need. Therefore, we know you can cook if you're going to end up eating it. We learned that you can slaughter, you can shecht, you know, if that's necessary for Yom Tov meal, etc., etc., etc. We also learned that Hotzah is one of those melachos carrying, which in principle is one of the 39 melachos on Shabbos. Carrying is again one of those melachos that if there is a tzoyrech, if there's a need, you may do this melacha if it's for tzoyrech, for need of Yom Tov. We have therefore discussed that a few applications of that. One was the crying baby, which the Shulchan Aruch discusses on top of 280, page 280. We have also spoken about the lulav. If it's a tzoyrech Yom Tov, you may carry it. We have learned yesterday the diuk in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says you may carry the lulav if it's for purpose of the mitzvah. We have derived from that that if you're carrying the lulav for no particular purpose, such as after davening, you are going, you know, you're eating out. So that carrying now from shul to your in-laws, assuming you're still on talking terms with your in-laws, that is, and you're going there, so then there will be, that will be a carrying shloi letzirich, you're carrying for no particular purpose. And I can hear myself twice. And therefore, if it is, and that's carrying shloi letzirich klal, which is therefore, which is also. Right. Today, yeah. Very good. Yes and no. Let's go for it now, lest we forget. So what do you want to say? That.
So you also, if you've gone, you want to take the talus back. Maybe just this.
Okay, talus, very good. So I want to say, with regards to the talus, first and most importantly, there is one, the best way forward, if you actually carry, you actually wear the talus. Wearing the talus, the atifas talus, is not called carrying. If you're still wearing the talus, that gives you warmth, and it's considered a malbush to a large extent, and therefore, really, if you're still wearing the talus from Zman Tefillah, you may go, you may carry it everywhere, and that wouldn't be a shaila. The question does start, and that is really a shaila, what happens if you take it off, and you're holding it, or you're putting it, you're putting it over your shoulders, or once you've taken it off, then is there a heter to take the talus home? Is there a heter to take the talus elsewhere? And that is a problem. Why it may be permissible to do that is going to be the more we're going to touch on now. Because you're right in principle that it's carrying shlo letzorech. I don't need it for a mitzvah now. We've learned that a tzorech is defined as a mitzvah. We've learned about a sefer Torah. The Shulchan Aruch says if you're going to use the sefer Torah, that's a mitzvah. If you're not going to use the talus, what's the heter? So the answer to that question is going to be addressed shortly. Yeah.
We wouldn't say that the hefsed, unless I'm going to somewhere.
Hefsed.
Hefsed of the time it will take me to walk downstairs.
That's not considered. That's not tzorich. That's not tzorich. The fact that you're losing time is not considered a tzorich. Okay, but you're touching on a similar point, which is now. We're up to Siman Tov Kuf Yud Ches. We have finished the words of Shulchan Aruch in Zif Aleph. We're now proceeding with the words of the Ramah, which is the top line of page 280 in our editions. So says the Ramah, the Kelim. I'm in the middle of the. Let me just go from the beginning of Shulchan Aruch just to have everything in one flow. So mitoich shuto atzor letzorich, since you're allowed to carry for purpose, tzorich achila hutu shlo letzorich, it's also permitted for without purpose. Kegoin such as cotton carrying a child, the lulav a lulav, the dalat minim sefer Torah, simply a sefer Torah, and that of course the sefer Torah is not our sefer Torah the way we refer to sefer Torah. As the Mishnah Berurah in sefer cotton dalat tells us. It says for Torah likos boy ayim, if you need the sefer Torah to learn from, or as in previous generation to learn from people, you learn from a sefer Torah. So that's what we're referring to over here. And the Kelim, and Kelim over here means, again, as we discussed a few days ago, what's Kelim? Clothes. Your Kelim doesn't mean utensils, it means clothes over here. The Kelim atzrichim loy k'tas. So clothing or garments which you need would be permitted because you need them. So if you need to carry your raincoat, because it's going to be needed, that will be permitted. The Mishnah goes a drop further about the clothing. What is it referred to? Sifkot and hay. Hatzichim lo k'tas liyomtiv. If you need those garments upon yomtiv, v'akelim k'tas about the garments. V'afilu n'tzorech lehem rak l'shem tach shediskasha. But if it's just beautifying you, still permitted. Avol shaloi l'tzorech klal. But if there's no need whatsoever, then havele kavonim would be like stones, which is awesome. Now, continues the Rimor. And these are really key words. Top of page Kuf Mem Aleph. Oy, o shemisyare. If you fear shelo yignoivu, that it will be stolen. Oy, o shapsede, any other loss. These are the words of the Gemara. We'll get back to it in literally a minute. Avol bat avonim, but carrying stones v'chiyotzeba, and similar also, that will be also. So the words of the Gemara are easy to understand. If you're carrying around stones, because you just, why would a person carry around stones? It's just not tzorich. It's an interesting one, because why is the stones that you're throwing up, why is it not mukta? You can only be, the stones are mukta. Stones is a prototype of mukta. Stones, random stones are mukta. But what is the heter to start throwing stones? It has to be, they have to be designated in advance. Yeah. All right, okay, So the stones that we're referring to over here is stones, as the Mishnah Berurah says, have gotten zayin, roed tzalem astam avonim, random stones, misha'enum yichodim letashmish, you don't need them whatsoever. And those stones, if you're just picking up stones and carrying them, that will be also, and mind you, it may even be deraisa, an issa deraisa. So again, just to get that clear, we are within Yom Tov, or within Melochas and Yom Tov, and if there is no Tzorech, then it doesn't go within the category of Mitoich, and it will be also to carry. It's also to carry. Now, yeah, perhaps, yeah. Although the argument to be Matthew would be that we learned yesterday that the Simchas, that if the child gets very excited, that perhaps, gets the father very excited, and it's over Simchas Yom Tov, which is the Tzorech Hayom. Yeah, but in principle, you're probably right. Okay, now the there is a very strange. I must tell you, I don't understand it fully. I don't understand it fully. But we've got over here the Ramah's words that you're allowed to carry something if you fear that it's going to get lost or stolen. Why do I find it difficult to understand? Because so far we have learned that what is permitted to carry, when is something permitted to be carried? Letzoyich. What does tzoyich mean? So, I understand, I'm allowed to cook something if I'm going to eat it. All right? I understand I can slaughter an animal if I'm going to end up eating it. That's considered a tzoyrech, and that's what we've learned is permitted. I'm fine with that. The pasuk says, Mishnah Berurah reminds us in Zivkot Aleph, Ach asher yochel lechol nefesh ulevad yoseh lechem. You act, okay, I cannot. Tzoyrech is fine. Now, we are stretching it over here much, much further than that. We're saying, you know what? If I have an item which I fear, I don't need to get stolen and lost, I don't want this loss to it. It's a loss. I'm allowed to carry it to avoid that loss. Are you allowed to do that? If you're not going to, right? So the answer is you can't. Why? Right, absolutely right. So let's say it's a good example. Let's say I've got something which I know is going to go off. What will be an example? I know it's on its way out, and I know if I cook it now, it will be fine. I've got defrosted meat. I know I've got to deal with it now, otherwise it's going to go off. Is that a realistic example? If I cook it now, it will be fine. If I keep it another 24 hours, I'll have to chuck it. So now, in such an instance, the answer is, if I'm going to end up eating it, I'm allowed to cook it. But if I know I'm not going to end up eating it, I'm not allowed to cook it, because it's not going to be. It's just the fact you're going to lose something. Just the fact you're going to... Why is that considered so? So I want to just look at the words of the Mishnah before we look, because it's very relevant. It's very, very nogea. It's a very stretched heter, but the Ramah paskens like that. Shalo ignov, third line from the top in our edition, Sif Katan Vav. Shalo ignov, it shouldn't be stolen. If you leave it in its place, if I leave it in its place, it's going to get lost. So I'm allowed to move it around. Now he carries on. Because of this, because of this reason, I'm also allowed to take a mafteach, a key, shel ha-teiva, shemunach shama oisav, which we call the key where the box is, where the money is kept, which we call a safe. Okay? If I've got a safe, and it's a safe with a key. Nowadays they often go digitally, right? But you've got a safe with a key. And I'm petrified because there's all my money is there, my year's savings and my pension and my, you know, everything is in there. And so now I want to walk around on Yom Tov with that key to the safe. So the argument would be, allowed to carry this key. What would you say? No ways. Why would you say no ways? Yeah, absolutely. Saying it's mukta probably, and for sure you can't carry it. But the Ramah is telling us now, and Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Ramah is telling us that actually, yes, you may carry it. You're allowed to carry something to avoid its loss. So it doesn't only mean the item itself, but it stretches it even an inch further to say that, yes, the key to the safe, I'm also allowed to carry around. Because if I don't take that key, somebody, you know, may break into the safe, take the key, open up the safe and take my money. I'm worried about it. I'm concerned about it. Therefore, there's a permission to walk around and carry the key. If you're scared to leave the key in your house, the key, and then that comes perhaps a bit of an explanation. The key, the liboy doyek, since your heart is concerned and worried, umitzayal, that you're really concerned about this, choshuv, it's considered, hoitzazam afteach, the carrying of the key is considered, tzorich oine yomtev, it's considered a tzorich, and a need in a tzorich yomtev.
You're right.
So halachically, you're right. To be precise, the way it works is there is no categoric permission of loss, financial loss. But the way it works is that I'm allowed to carry because if I don't take the key, I'll be so concerned, and that's going to ruin my yom tov, and I'm allowed to carry the tzorich yom tov, the tzorich simchas yom tov, the tzorich oinig yom tov. No, because on Shabbos there is no heter to carry on Shabbos, the Tzorech Shabbos. If there is an Eruv, I think you're right in terms of Mukta. It's a very good question. So this doesn't really allow Mukta. This is, we are addressing now, you're asking a good question, but what the Mishnah Berurah is addressing really is the Shaila of carrying, of Oitzah. You're asking a very good question, what about, why is it not Mukta? Why is the key not Mukta? And I think the answer is, it's not Mukta because there's, I think it's the other way around. I think that if you're allowed to use the key, if you're allowed to carry the key, then it's not going to be considered Mukta. But you know, your question is a valid question, I have to think about it, it's an interesting question. Okay, Veda. Now, the question, the story doesn't finish there. Veda, first white line, V'da'at, the Yesh Kama Poesim Shecholkim Azeh. No, there is disagreeing opinions. And all that, no, you may not carry this key of the safe around town. V'soivin le'ol d'lo'uto etzol le'tzorich chol nefesh mamash. You may carry, yes, if it's tzorich chol nefesh, yes. If I need my schnitzel, I'm allowed to carry the schnitzel around town, yes, because I'm going to end up eating it. If I need my whiskey, yeah, so it's, I'm allowed to carry my whiskey, sure. But how on earth are you allowed to? You're going to tell me the key of the safe I'm allowed to carry because it's very stretched. Why is that? So there's disagreeing opinions. He says, no, that's not considered tzorich nefesh. Is it that you're allowed to carry only for tzoyichol nefesh mamash, or tzoyich mitzvah, or shadvorim sheyochim lo yisayoyim? If you need it for today, you can carry, but that's far-fetched, and therefore there are opinions that disagree with that, and the Mishnah finishes off. Avoloibish will have some moment, but if it's for financial loss, these opinions hold. You may not carry for nochon hachmir in the community, somebody that is proper to be machmir, and not to carry to avoid financial loss, like in this example over here. Yeah, so the first opinion holds exactly as you are saying, that since my worry, my concern is going to spoil my Yom Tov, it's considered the tzoyrech, a need for Yom Tov, and therefore I'm allowed to carry it. The second opinion holds, no, that's not considered tzoyrech nefesh, work on your bitochen, work on your emunah, and you know, tzoyrech nefesh, tzoyrech on Yom Tov that allows you to carry is concrete, physical needs, but that's no concrete physical needs. Don't carry that key or the safe around town. Yeah, that's an interesting question. What if I would put a matzah, interesting trailer? What would happen if I put the machzah in there? Yeah, so before Yom Tov, yeah, I'd put my machzah in there, and therefore, yeah, I think that's a very strong argument. I think that it would be permitted because that's Oich Yom Tov. Now I need my machzah. Yeah, I think that's a strong point. That's a valid point. It's a good idea. Pardon? Yeah, you know, to put that. It's a very precious machzah. It's a great grandfather's, you know. Or it's brand new, whatever it is. It's, you know, you want to use that one. Good point. Now, that leads into the shaila of carrying house keys. I will not address the shaila now about having the house keys on Yom Tov, which has got the car keys attached to it, because that's a different shaila. But just if you've got just the house keys. Just the house keys per se. And you want to lock up your house, okay? And you want to walk around with the house keys on Yom Tov in your pocket. Are you allowed? Okay, so you're saying that if that enables me to get into the house, then it will be Tzorich Yom Tov. Correct. So what if there is, if it's to lock the house? Okay, I know that, it depends on the system you've got. But if it's literally to lock up the house, you can enter the house without that particular key. But you want to lock it up. You know, otherwise anybody can just walk in. Yeah, good example as well. Are you allowed to take the keys if it's not Tzorich? Yeah. So, what would you say based on what we've learned now? Because that's what the poskim, they come from here. Are you allowed to carry the house key? Assuming you can get in, you want to lock up the house. Why? And what would happen if anybody would walk in? So things will get stolen, and so what is the halachically categorized as the hetter? Why is it considered tzorich al yom tov? Oh, so you are saying, what are you saying? I'm allowed to carry the house keys because if the house remains, like a tent, everybody can walk in and walk out, then I will not be able to function normally. I'll be nervous. I'll be a nervous wreck. I won't be able to function normally and forget about my davening. Forget about, because I'm concerned. No. So is that, so based on what we learned now, what would you say? So you're saying, Rabbi Kagan says, all right, so we've got now basis to be out here, because the Gemara says, if you're worried about the safe, the example of the safe, without the mach. So the safe, we learned that the Gemara says, if you're worried about it, you can carry the key around. So you want to say it's like the scenario of the safe. Does everybody agree with that? Is it like the safe? If you're allowed to carry the key of the safe. Does that mean you're allowed to carry the key to lock the house? Why? Okay. Here, here. I think it's a nice spot. Yeah? I think we've got to say something on those lines because if you are right that it's the same comparison, it's a kal v'chomer, it's kolchken. Right, I think, I'll tell you, the poskim, many of the contemporary poskim addressed each other because in Eretz Yisrael it's mamash like that. You remember the house in Eretz Yisrael? You don't have the doors like here, right? If you don't lock it, if you don't lock the house, do you remember, yeah? You can just walk in, yeah? Do you remember those? Yeah, the flats in Eretz Yisrael. So they say, okay, if you want to say that the shaila of the house key is the same shaila than the safe, we've got a serious, serious, serious problem according to the Mishnah Berurah. Why? How does Mishnah Berurah pass in the Maaseh? He says, the Ramah is Mati, of course, but then he brings many poskim more stringent. And what does the stringent opinion hold? That you cannot. And how does the Mishnah Berurah finish off? Noch and Achmir. You should be stringent and not rely on the leading opinions. So according to Mishnah Berurah, you may not carry, you shouldn't ideally rely on these opinions. You should not carry the key of the safe, and consequently, if we're comparing, then you should also not carry the house keys. Noch and Achmir. So Baruch Hashem, we've got Rabbi Tepasvo, who's helping us out a bit. Why?
Well, didn't he say that we don't rely on it, we should have some moment.
Yeah.
This is not anything.
Why is it not Hefzad moment? Why is it Tzorech Yom Tov? You need it in the house. You need it in the house. No, but you can't get in. Why? It's not... Most Ganovim, trust me, don't steal your chalas. They don't. Reminds me, you know, somebody asked me, you know, that I saw him, and I didn't save this. You know, so somebody said, you know, you don't, can't you leave the soigim like this, you know? So I said, you know, most Ganovim, don't look out for the Aleph Aleph. You know, most Ganovim, don't look out for the Aleph Aleph. They don't have... No, I'm saying, what are you saying? What are they going to steal? If somebody chalila breaks into a house, what are they normally going to take? They're going to take, you know, I think generally, exactly, yeah, that's what they go for, sure. Yeah, they go for nice new shas, yeah, nice new Mishnah Berurah. So most things that they would steal, chalila, if somebody has a break-in, normally they don't go for the things that you need on Yom Tov. Having said that, they do take the silver, they do take the, but on the whole, so it remains, so right, so Al-Kaponin Lemaisa, it remains, it is a bit of a shaila, if there is a, it's because I'm not confident, because it's a Maisa, a worry, a concern, it's not that you need it, it's a concern, ultimately, you're carrying for a worry, not to use it, right? So the normal example of carrying is because I'm going to use it, I'm going to need it, I'm going to eat it, that's why I'm carrying it. Over here it is, what's the Zorich Nefesh? I'm concerned that it's going to get, the worry and the concern, that's the et over here. And that Mishnah Berurah doesn't like. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, gentlemen, so that's that. There is the continuation of the Mishnah Berurah, which we're going to leave for tomorrow. He addresses the question of the Machzorim. You know, how does the Machzorim come into that? That's a really interesting shaila, but we'll leave that for tomorrow. So to summarize what we learned this evening, we've spoken about a very important application of the Hetzer of Hotzah, carrying Kelim Hatzichim, if you need garments, you're allowed to carry them. If you don't need the garments, you'll be awesome. We learned the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah continues and says, if you fear about its loss and its getting stolen and all that, that would be a heta as well. And the Mishnah Berurah expanded on that, and he spoke about the question of the safe, the key of the safe, and he says, according to the Ramah, you're allowed to carry the key of the safe, because Shlo Ignovish. Mishnah Berurah brings the name of Achronim, that's not so posh, and many Achronim are stringent and disagree with that, and they say you may not carry for a concern, for a worry, you may not carry, that's not considered a tzorech. The Mishnah Berurah says Nochon Achmet is proper to be stringent in this matter. We want to compare it to the house key shaila, what the contemporary poets can do as well, And we leave the Machzorim Shaleh for tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem. I wish you a very good evening.